Let's look at what you would talk about if you were giving them a taste of health coaching.
Okay.
Most people are not up to date, familiar with the fact that you do that. So let's give them a feel for what that's like.
Okay, well then I guess I'll talk about the idea that autism is like an umbrella illness and that all illnesses are kind of the same things cause them. You know what I mean? And the same
common causes of all kinds of symptoms.
That's
sure. Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, this fits right in, because the whole reason for my starting this side group is to be able to reach more people with almost no money requirement, as if it were private consulting sessions about health and consciousness and different things. So this is a chance for them to see what does it really feel like to get a session with you?
Okay.
A health coaching session. So what can you share?
So you just want me to share for like a few minutes?
Yeah. Say somebody is thinking about whether to call you up and who would benefit, who it applies to, and what do you do? I mean, if they have no idea, how do you introduce the whole thing of what you do?
Okay. So autism is one of the most difficult illnesses. It's just so complex. It involves like every process in the body. Not every illness does that, but autism is definitely one of the toughest. So you have to change a lot of things in your life. And I think if I was to tell people, one of the most paramount things to change is your diet. If you don't change your diet, you are likely not going to experience full true healing.
And does this apply to people who are not involved with a kid with autism? Just people?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Oh, absolutely. Every single illness is under the same umbrella. It's caused by the same things, you know, inflammation, toxins. So sometimes it's trauma, and that has to be dealt with. Like if you do everything physically and you are still really sick, you have to look into the idea that you might be holding in trauma or negative feelings.
Right, right.
But so I think diet is most important. And definitely staying away from a lot of the things we talk about in the podcast, which is the Wi-Fi, the GMOs, the food that comes from the supermarket where you can't understand any of the ingredients on the list. I mean, nobody should be eating any of those. Or the over-the-counter.
Actually, regular food doesn't even have ingredients, right?
Exactly. An apple's an apple.
Yeah.
No ingredient. Potato's a potato.
Right.
So eating whole foods is really important. I think the Wi-Fi is a much bigger deal than people realize. That constant radiation causes inflammation.
Yeah. You know? It's just tricky to connect it to things because it could be contributing to all kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. And I think keeping our devices away, staying, you know, away from them is just mentally good for us. You know,
right.
I think to be in balance, you have to have important things in balance. You have to be, your physical has to feel good, like what you're putting in your body or surrounding yourself. And then there's being physical, you know, like getting out, exercise, moving.
Right.
And then there's your emotions. You've got to use some neuroplasticity. If you've got negative emotions, you have to change the way you think. You have to, if you're someone who's feeling angry all the time, take a moment and think about what are you grateful for? And at first it's going to feel really strange, but you'll get used to
it. Grateful? What's that?
Well, right. Like you can be grateful for looking out at the beautiful trees, like, and knowing that they're nourishing you with oxygen, because you can't feel angry and grateful at the same time.
That's right. And I think one of the problems with that now is there's so much that's obviously attacking us. It feels counterintuitive to feel grateful in the middle of that.
But you get used to it. So if you do it often enough, you'll let go of a lot of anger, and you can just make a decision that you're going to enjoy your life. There's always going to be stresses around you, little fires to put out, big fires.
Right.
But you can make a conscious decision that you're going to deal with that when you have to deal with it, but then you're going to push it away and just acknowledge that it's there, but I'm going to enjoy myself. You know, I'm going to enjoy this meal that I'm eating. I'm going to go take a walk. I'm going to enjoy this conversation with this friend of mine.
Right, Right.
And then there's spirituality, which is very important. So whether you are part of organized religion, which is not something I am, or you just, you meditate, you do yoga, or you just have your own, you know, beautiful thoughts with the universe and your connection. But if you have an imbalance in any of those areas, you know, you could get really sick. So it's very important to look at all areas of your life.
Yeah, it's possible to get sick even eating good food.
Right? It is.
The other thing is movement, like you said, moving your body and getting outdoors, and exercise immediately changes your attitude about everything.
And it could be gardening, your activity. It could just be walking. It doesn't mean you have to go on a treadmill.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it could be swimming, you know. And there's so many wonderful things that you can do that are health promoting that are so simple. Maybe you like to read. You like to listen to music. You like art. All these things mitigate stress. And mitigating stress is extremely important because, you know, the stress is always around us. It's always coming at us.
Right. But you're talking about mitigating stress by changing what's inside you.
Yeah. And
doing so that you don't have to wait for the outside apparent source to go away.
Exactly. Just acknowledging that the stress is there. You're not repressing, but you're saying, I'm not going to deal with it right now. I'm going to take a break and do something for me. I'm going to enjoy going out and picking vegetables in my garden.
Right. Right.
And I think it's really important. A lot of people get away from how important all of those. I know a lot of people call it self-care. I just call it living, living in the moment.
Yeah, you know, should be normal.
Right. And it's very important, you know, just enjoying your cup of tea, not woofing it down, you know, while you're doing some activity you hate, like emailing someone back.
So when you get some new person inquiring and wanting an appointment, what's your procedure? What do you do?
Usually they have to fill out, it depends. If it's a child with autism,
right,
I need to know a lot of information. It's most helpful to have it up front because you really have to go all the way back to when the child was born or before it was born and find out so much. So a lot of times they have to fill something out that's pretty lengthy. And, you know, but if it was an adult, it would be different. You know what I mean? Because we'd be able to have a back and forth conversation. Mm-hmm. I'd quickly be able to understand. But for a child with autism, it's definitely a questionnaire that needs to be filled out.
And if it's an adult for themselves, you'd handle it during the session, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to ask them, you know, symptoms and an onset of whatever they're dealing with. And I definitely would have some questions, but it wouldn't be nearly as lengthy.
Right. And what kind of results have you had with kids with autism and this approach?
I think there is a lot of it is in my book. And I just want to mention, my book is only $1.99 on Kindle right now, which is less than the cost of a candy bar. And wow. I don't even make all the money. It's my publisher. But the reason I say that is because it's so inexpensive right now. It's so packed. It usually is like $20. It's so packed with information.
It looks like a $25 book.
Yeah, well, it's $25. The other version, the non-Kindle, the paperback, but the Kindle's only $1.99. I have no idea how long they're going to leave it there, but it's phenomenal. Yeah.
That's on Amazon still?
On Amazon is the easiest place to get that. So it's packed. So someone could honestly read my book and help their child a lot, but then still, you know, I could help them with fine-tuning, individualizing.
Yeah, it's really nice to have direct human connection like that.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but I love talking to people about health. I love researching. I study a lot of things. I mean, people always thought I was so strange when I was trying to help my son. I was always studying Parkinson's and Alzheimer's because they're all debilitating neurological conditions.
Similar causes then.
Exactly. And I also looked a lot at cancer because to me, cancer is like the pinnacle of disease because death is possibly looming. You can live with an autoimmune for 10, 20, 30 years, but cancer is a little bit different depending on, you know, the person and what kind. So to me, if you can really keep cancer, if you can heal cancer, you're healing every illness in your body at once.
So what about the difference between cancer and autism or Parkinson's as far as causes and cures?
There are nuances that are different, but the same things that help heal are going to help all the illnesses, you know, for sure. I mean, there's a lot of talk with Parkinson's, you know, about different possibilities, but it's the same things with all the illnesses, the pesticides, the parasites, you know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
So to me, I think a lot of people should try just treating themselves as if they have cancer.
Cleaning up their internal environment.
Right. So because there's so many books on healing cancer or preventing cancer. So right. If you have an autoimmune, that's a good way to go.
That's interesting. Yeah. I've interviewed a lot of the cancer patients from Hippocrates Health Institute in Florida, and they just did live food, you know, with 1 day a week juice fasting, nothing severe. And if their attitude was okay, they almost all got cured.
So I think that's one of the easiest ways to go is really, and you can do that without a nutritionist, changing your diet. I mean, before you even get to a professional, you could start that today and you're going to feel better. Just get rid of all the food in your pantry that, you know, is from a box or a bag that has many ingredients on the, and especially ones that you don't, you know, can't even pronounce. Yeah.
And then just don't eat any of those foods that are highly processed or have GMO ingredients or anything like that.
Absolutely. And right there, you're going to start changing your health immediately.
Yeah. If Jeffrey Smith's organization, what's that called? Institute for Responsible Technology, I think. Mm-hmm. What they found out for getting rid of the effects of glyphosate was not just to have non-GMO, but to have organic, certified organic food.
Okay.
Because Roundup is used on non-GMO food too.
Right.
Which is where the glyphosate is. And
well, don't forget when they spray, they found so much glyphosate in organic, you know, grapes, you know, because it moves, you know.
It drifts.
Yeah, it drifts. There's no way to keep it contained. Just like there's no way to keep all the spraying, you know, engineering out of our food.
The world is not organic anymore at the
there's
moment.
There's nothing organic.
No. Maybe in the middle of under the lava in a volcano, it might still be organic, but.
Right. The only thing organic is our conversation.
Yeah. As far as we know, that's totally organic. but certified organic is way better than not.
Obviously, yes.
I mean, a lot of doctors have cured their patients by not even changing their diet and just saying nothing unorganic is allowed.
Absolutely. If you can grow your own food, that's a really good idea, because even some of the organic pesticides, I mean, I don't let them spray anything on my lawn. And they always talk to me about the organic pesticides, but a lot of those have petroleum products in them.
You mean recommending like pyrethrins and stuff like that?
Nothing.
I mean, that's what they would be doing.
Yeah. I don't mind looking at dandelions. I drink dandelion tea every day. It's incredibly healing.
Yeah. Yeah. And dandelions are good to put in salad and things too.
Exactly. So I'm not into spraying anything.
So a lot of it is just don't compromise on what you put in your body. We've been told that it's extreme, right? That just moderation. And my response always is, why would you want to moderately do something you know is bad for you?
Right. It's a less is more approach. The less we do, you know, the way it used to be, we grew up and
make it simpler.
Make it simpler. Make everything simpler.
Okay. Well, I would think it would be inspiring for people to get private sessions with you if they can. So the way to do that is daraberger.com, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, if someone just wants to start with the advice from my book, because it's not just me, I interviewed like 8, you know, incredible
right.
professionals.
And they can do that for $2.
For $2 right now, you know, which, you know, yeah. And what you're getting is you're getting the expertise of 8 professionals of their entire career.
Right. There's a lot of information in that book.
Exactly. So that's what it's not that I need people to buy the book. I just think that's the best, you know, bang for their buck.
Right, right. That's
what was, book.
What was accomplished by getting that written is a lot, because that can reach a lot of people now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it's fun getting to talk to you, and I hope you'll be back soon.
Oh, yeah. Once my book is written, I'll be knocking on your door for sure.
Good. We'll be waiting. So hold on, and we'll say goodbye again in the break here.
Okay.